Let's bring in Alex Pavlovich from CSN Bay Area. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Murray?
Very good. And did you get to hear the professor at all today?
That was a little bit too early.
All right. I know it's Sunday morning for you, so we're
glad. You know my rules.
I know your rules. We know that. All right. Lincecum, just to get an update on him and his attitude afterwards yesterday, the injury, and maybe how this is going to impact what's coming up next week.
Attitude-wise, I thought he wasn't too much different than it's been the last few starts. I think we've seen this, and we saw it in Los Angeles. He's really searching out there on the mound right now. And really, you know, the one thing that stuck out to me yesterday, aside from the injury, was somebody asked him if he felt any better yesterday than he did in that start against the Dodgers, which was the shortest of his career. And right away, he just said, no, not really. I mean, it wasn't any better. So I think even before he got hurt, we were looking at changes. I think you could kind of figure that out from listening to Bruce Bochy after the game and the way he talked about maybe skipping starts or giving guys a break. I think given the fact that this is a line drive off his pitching arm, you're probably almost certainly looking at a DL move. And we've talked about this the last couple of days, the ability to put somebody on the DL before that July 2nd date and call up another reliever or call up another outfielder or whatever they have to do. I think that makes all the sense in the world to me. I don't know if they'll do it today, but it just seems like that's the way to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I guess a disturbing part of it was another start for him. The earned run average was 7 over, at least 6 starts. And he absolutely had nothing yesterday. And LeMahieu hit the ball really hard at him. Could this be the last start we'll ever see from Tim Lincecum as a Giant?
You know, it could. I think a lot of people maybe would have said that last August, though, too, and you saw what happened. So I think for now the focus is just getting him right, and not just physically, but making sure whatever is going on. Bruce Bochy was very honest. He said he was concerned about his stuff even before the line drive hit him. And you kind of look at the last two starts. I mean, the fastball in the first inning, it's again down to kind of that 85-87 range, which we've seen at times. And he's been able to survive if he can get it up to 88, 89. But it's just, if it's 85 and 86 and the pitch effects thinks it's throwing changeups when they're really fastballs, I think you're in trouble. And if you're not locating it. And then on top of that, as Timmy said yesterday, just 2 straight starts here and really more than that going back where he hasn't been able to get the ball down, hasn't been able to get that slider down or that changeup or control his curveball, just hasn't really been able to do anything he wants on the mound. So I think for now you're looking at getting right physically, and this is a guy who's never been on the DL before and almost just been a quick healer. So, you know, hopefully you're looking at 3 or 4 days here of taking care of that, and then he's right. And then you can figure out for the next couple of weeks what you have to do to get him back to being at least, you know, the guy he was 6 weeks ago. That guy can contribute. That guy can help this team in some way. But I think the guy we've seen the last 2 starts is really searching out there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Alex Pavlovich with us. All right, does the picture become any clearer for next week? Do you think you can write in ink Matt Cain and Jose Fernandez on Thursday? You think that's a done deal?
I think so. I won't do it until they actually tell us, because they've been kind of cryptic about this for over a week now, which I understand. I mean, these are guys who they're going out there and they have to pitch every 5 days, and there are guys who have gone out there and they've had to pitch knowing that they've probably lost the rotation spot already. So I think it's understandable the way they've gone about this, but we have gotten through the Hudson and Lincecum start, so I would expect today or if not today, you know, tomorrow, maybe on the off day, maybe they'll announce something or maybe they'll wait until they get to Miami. But I think at some point here you're looking at them actually setting Matt Cain and Jake Peavy back into that rotation and figuring out how they want to go for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And as we've talked about a few times, figuring out how you want to look at this rotation and kind of see where you stand and see what you need before that July 31st date.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals, and boy, you know, you watch baseball and you know eventually there's going to be 2 or 3, 4 teams in this playoff, and you're going to have to go through Washington, San Francisco, L.A., St. Louis, Pittsburgh. You know, that's generally what's going to happen in this thing unless the Cubs and Mets come out of nowhere here with all their young players. But the St. Louis Cardinals have already got 50 wins. Have you noticed this? They've already got 50 wins, and the first team to do that, I think, since maybe the Brooklyn Dodgers in 55 or the Expos in 79, and just about every team that got to that amount of wins in a similar amount of time makes it to the World Series. The Cardinals that good?
Yeah. I mean, I saw that yesterday when they got to 50. I was a little stunned by that. It seems awfully early to get to 50, but But they're there. They're that good. I mean, this is a team we've seen the whole time the Giants have been doing this the last 5 years. The Cardinals have been right there with them. And if it hadn't been for the Giants in the National League, I think fans in St. Louis probably look out here and think if it weren't for these guys, they, you know, they probably don't know how many World Series they could have had at this point, because it seems like every year that the Giants win, the Cardinals are right there. And then every year that we're making odd year jokes, the Cardinals are also right there. So they're just, you know, they're a model franchise. I know we can make jokes about the hacking and all that, but it is something pretty incredible what they've done out there. And the one thing that stands out to me is what the Giants have been able to do with Chris Heston and Matt Duffy and Joe Panik and Andrew Cusack and kind of fill holes from within. The Cardinals do that 10 times a year. So it just seems like they constantly have new guys coming up and new ways to fill in. And we can talk about injuries out here, but you look out there and they're without Adam Wainwright and Matt Holliday, and they've had other guys go down. So it is remarkable what they've done out there. I think, again, they're the team to kind of watch in October. But, you know, we've seen in October, you can have a team like that, and Travis Isikala could be the guy that beats them. So
yeah.
I don't think there's a need to worry about him right now. But, no, yeah, they're pretty incredible.
Or Randy Chodil throwing down the line to help you out. But I'll tell you one thing, you look at their pitching, you look at their team ERA and the bullpen ERA and everything else, and I always say that you follow the pitching lines and where you stand on ERAs, starting, relieving, or the conglomerate, it's going to take you where the season's going to go, and the Cardinals are enormously ahead of everybody in pitching. And look, Waka, Lackey, Garcia, Jaime Garcia is back, Lance Lynn. They've got people that just get the ball and then they give it back 7 innings later. It's an unusual thing.
Yeah, and, you know, if I'm a Giants fan right now, I'm listening and watching the Cardinals, I'm pretty happy about the fact that rotation wasn't lined up last October and they weren't able to get out of Michael Wacha what they expected. And I think they, you know, they were scrambling a little bit. And Wainwright clearly was not 100% last year when the Giants saw them. So, you know, it does come down to timing, and it comes down to being healthy at the right time. I don't think they're healthy right now, but it again comes down to having those guys lined up in October.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Giants see them in August. They take a look at about August 15th through the end of the month.
Yeah.
A lot of Cardinals, Cubs, Pittsburgh, Washington, and the Dodgers. If you want to define a season, I'll tell you, the Giants better get ready and get everybody healthy for August, because for me, I just looked at the schedule today. Just take a look at August, and they're the Cardinals sort of back to back in weekly series, and that'll be interesting. All right, Alex, Posey hits in between Duffy and Cusack. Do you ever think he thought that was coming?
No, I don't think Duffy and Cusack ever thought that was coming. So I think this is, you know, it's the way you have to go. You made that point on Twitter yesterday. Sometimes you just have to go with who's hitting. And these are the guys who are hitting right now. I think you look at this lineup, and who do you trust the most? I think at the moment it's Joe Panik and Matt Duffy and Buster Posey. And you put them there in the middle, and it seems like they've been in the middle of everything that's been going on the last week, especially here at home, especially in the last four games. And Cusack has been too. So sometimes you just you ride these hot streaks, and they've had them with other guys. And they'll ride those too. But I think the fact that these guys are young and they want to be out there, they're energetic, they're not going to be beaten down by a long season, at least right now. I think for now that they're making absolutely the right move. You throw them out there, especially Cusack, a really confident young ball player and somebody who seems like he's coming into his own and provides power that they frankly don't have up and down that lineup. So I think it's the right move, what Bruce Bochy said yesterday. He seemed pretty confident yesterday as he said it. I mean, there was no hedging. He just came out and said it. This is the way he's going to go, and I think they're going to go with it until it stops working.
Wow, pretty exciting. Of course, it affects Brandon Belt the most, I think, puts him out in left field. Hey, Al, we'll see you at the park shortly, and I appreciate you being on, as always, Sunday, as you're the closing act for the professor, yeah. So we appreciate it.
All right, Marty, take care.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area. All right.